we are continuing our shiur on the topic of Shmiras HaMikdosh. In the previous shiur, we saw a whole series of kashas about time, about 25 minutes of kashas, and now we are going to add on and the Mirtz Hashem start the Mahalach to answer. Again, based on Torah Moreh, we're going to go to the Reitzuk Man Zatzal. The Rambam writes in Halach of Days that we saw in the previous Shir that the Chiyuv Shmira is all night. So we see that the mitzvah is Balayla v'lo b'yom. V'cheinu b'dvorov b'mitzvahs esei chof beis sefer mitzvahs b'otzas harav shabsei Frankel. He writes that the mitzvahs b'chol layla v'kol alayla and lo sei samach zayin also shesiranu melachat sviv otamid kol alayla dafka b'layla v'lo b'yom. So to an arrived at the beginning of Tomid, parenthetically, look at the Ravid in Tomid Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. Dibur Maschel et Tzafona Leyom V'yesh Laharich Bazeh. The Mishneh LeMelech, however, Perek Ches Halacha Beis Beis HaBechira, in the name of the Meforish in Tomid Chav Heyom at Beis, writes that the Shmir was B'yom Uva Laila Aber Rabbeinu Shmai B'reish Midos V'yeh Rav Avadi Mibartanura Kosvu Shurak Biyoim. So now we have two other shittas. One is that it's both by day and by night. We have another shittah that's only by day. The Mishnah Melech doesn't understand the Mefarish who holds that it's by day and by night. And the Sefer Maaser Rokeach, Chos Beis HaBechira, discusses this. Chemdas Yisrael Ner Mitzvah Mitzchah Beis talks about the Sefer Gora Yehuda. Kuntres Hamod in Chav Beis from Menache Zemba also talks about this, and the Svarim note that we see not like this from the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs. In other words, you have these shittas that it's only by day or by day and by night, so the Rambam holds that it's only at night. So how does that, how's that matim? Also, to be ma'ayin in the lashon of the Rambam in Losei Sei Samach Zayin, he writes umilechetz svivo tomid kol alayla. So what's the tomid in kol alayla? Tomid is lechor, not kol alayla. Tomid is always, and kol alayla is only at night. So that's already in the stira of when. We also have the ikar hadovo that the minchas chinuch in mitzvah shin pei ches is tamer, that since the yisod mitzvah is be mefar, to be mechabed, as we saw in the previous shiur, because you can't compare a palace with guards to a palace without guards. So then it should apply by day. Pukhazi Buckingham Palace, they have shomrim by day, so why does the Rambam hold it's only at night? Chen hevi arayvid bedaf chov zayin b'meseches tomid midivrei achod me'arishoinim, that the makor for shmira by day and by night is from the pasuk in Isaiah chapter 62 verse 6, achon mosayich Yerushalayim efkadeti shomrim kol hayom v'kol halayla. So we see that the shmira is by tog and by nacht. Ayin sham uv'sefer chazon nochum ala mishnayis brings this pasuk brought in the Mishkan of Slavir Yankov, who is a famous discussion of Shmiras HaMikdosh. This is an Amud Hey Bos Yud, and at the Feres Yisrael Tomid Perak Aleph Mishnah Aleph, he asks from the pasuk V'achoinim Lifnei HaMishkan Moshe V'Aaron Ubanov. So from there we learn at the beginning of Tomid the Inyan of Shmira. So it's mashmachonim tamid. They're always there. It doesn't say only by night. So what's the makor that is only at night? ויוסי יש לה הקשויס שמהויסה השמיר על המניעה אז כניסה הססורים ותמאים, like we saw in Rashi and in the Rambam and Moreh Nevuchim, that the shmiro is to prevent the entry of people who are not allowed in or impure. Adarava, the Iker Shmiro is by day, that's when people usually come in. Night, Mishluft by Nacht. So what's the word of night, Dafka, if it's to be prevent people from coming in? So how could it be there's no Shmira by Yom when it's the Iker time people are awake, but there is Shmira by night, people are mostly sleeping? Remember back then they didn't have electricity. You can't think that they lived like we did today, that by us night is day. And in fact, in the Sefer Maisel HaMelech Perek Ches Mehilchos Beis HaBechiro, he writes Bepshitus that if the mitzvah is in order to prevent people from coming in who are not allowed in, so it's Pashit that it applies also by day. But as we saw, the Chamam himself doesn't say like that. Rosh Perek Aleph Mitomit Halacha Aleph writes Shashmira Eino Mignevo Isfechadoime Kevin She'ena Nius B'mokum Ashirus Elegzeris HaKosuvi Dechsi V'shamru. So it's not from stealing, because you don't have to worry about that. Eino Nius B'mokum, you know, there's no poverty in a place of wealth, we're not worried about that. It's Elegzeris HaKosuvi V'shamru. It's also covered on Mikdash, Shelo Yasichu Daitam, Gam B'Yom V'Gam B'Layla. And he brings a Pasuk, Melochim Beis, Perek Yud Aleph. Pasuk Vav, U'Shmartam Mishnu Shmeres Habayis. So he says the Inyan is by day and by night. Covered on Mikdash, Shelo Yasichu Daitam. But that's against a lot of Rishonim. Tosus and Erevin, Chof Gimel Amar Aleph writes, Bipshitus, it's only at night. So too in the Tosus HaRosh over there. So too Tosus and Yumadaf, Yudav and Beis, Dibramaslu Arbanan. And that again doesn't shim with the Rosh, who says it's by day and by night. So, Baruch Hashem, Siyamnu et Mesechet HaKushiyot. Chshav Nigash Li Yisod HaInyan. Neral Va'ir Kach. שראי השמירה שלא ייכנסו זרים שנאמרה כמענה לתלונות בני ישראל בפרשת קורח. We saw in the previous shir that the whole word of the Shomrim was a response to the complaints of the Jewish people. They said after the whole Maisa with Korach, we're going to die, we're going to starve, because look at what happened over here. Now people are going to come in, they're not allowed to come in, and then they're going to die. We don't really want that to happen. We're pro-life, what they call today. We don't want Jews to die. So they were told, all right, we'll put Shomrim there and then they won't die. That's what we see in Parshas Korach. Sharei pashut hu shehanidon hu al knisa b'shogeg u'michoser tzumet lev. So the issue is not going in accidentally and without proper attention, that one is just going to liable to forget Chas V'Shalom and come in to the Makom HaMikdosh Mechoyser Tzumas Lev, but not going in B'mezit, because it's not shaykh to have a taina of Hein Gavadnu, we're going to die, because they're worried they're going to die if they're going to do it b'mezid. What are you complaining about? You're going to do stuff b'mezid, you're worried you're going to die. What's the complaint? Shim hem rotzim la'arog et atzman b'mezid, ma yesh lanu l'tlonen al ol moed. You have no tainas against the ol moed. You have a taina of zich. You have a taina on yourself. You're going to die. Not you have a taina on the ol moed. They have a taina on the ol moed. So it must be that the concern here is a shoygeg. V'nir'a sheknisa b'choser tzumat lev שייכת רק במקום שהכניסה אליו היא טבעית ופשוטה. When is a person going to go in without paying the proper attention? When it's a place that one naturally goes into. If it's a place that people normally go into and it's life-threatening, that's what we're going to be worried about. Because you're not paying careful attention when you go in, and it's quite possible that a person's going to go in unwittingly and risk his life. אבל אם יוקבא בדעת בני אדם, but let's say we establish in a person's, in people's minds, שאין זה מקום שממילא יש כניסה אליו, that this is not a place that automatically you go into, because this is an important place, and it's not a place like other places. הרי על ידי זה נקבע שאין הכניסה למקום זה דבר דממילא. We have to establish about this place. This is not a place that you stam go into ba'ofen tivi in a natural way. And what that is going to accomplish is it's going to bring to people's awareness, to people's consciousness, that going in here is not something that's done automatically. And therefore every entry into this place is going to be mitoch tsumet lev mele'ah אל אפשרויות הכניסה אליו. So every כניסה is going to be with the maximal attention paid to the possibility of going in. A person knows you don't normally go in this in a natural way. So he's going to pay darn well attention when he goes in. And specifically, if the emphasis of the honor of this place, of the dignity of this place, of the importance of this place, is through a mice of shmira, an act of guarding. Because even though this is not shmira al befoal shelo yikonsu, even though it's not necessarily shmira to guard that they're going to make sure you don't go in, like a guard, like a doorman in the Upper West Side or the Upper East Side, they're standing there by the door to make sure nobody goes in. If you're not, who are you, sir? Yeah, they ask you. Aval vaday shi shmira al kavod shel kavod, but it's a shmira of kavod to show that this is, you don't stam go in here. It's not for shmira that you're not going in if you don't belong, but it shows that this is not a place that's stam in the veld. You just go in whenever you feel like going in. And that is the essence of a regular shmira, which prevents people's entry. When you have the fancy doorman in the fancy building, in the fancy neighborhood, so his job is to make sure people don't go in. You can't just go in stam. So even if you have a shomer who's there not to prevent people from going in, but just to show that this is not stam a place, this is a chush of a place, so that really is going to accomplish what the guard who doesn't allow people in is going to accomplish, to make him realize that you don't stam go into this place. And how are people going to interpret this shmira? That it's to prevent entry against the law, or what we call in modern English, illegal entry. And it's going to bring people to a hisboninus, to a machshava, to each and every one, if his knisa is kedin, o shelo kedin. And therefore, even though the chiyuv mitzvah is an asiyas shmiras kavod, like we saw in the Sifri Zuta, you can't compare a palace with shomrim to a palace without shomrim. We saw this in the Rishonim. But the tachlis of the mitzvah is not the etzem nesinas hakavod. The purpose of the mitzvah is not the very giving of honor, but rather the purpose of the mitzvah is that through this shmira, people will not go in accidentally. People who are not fitting to go in will not go in accidentally and die. Because you don't go into the mikdash stam. You think 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times before going into the mikdash. That's the purpose of the shmirah. So yes, it's kavod, but it's not the etzim maisin sinas hakavod, but rather it's kavod that's going to make people think, oh, well, why all this kavod? Oh, because it's not stam a place. I better think before I enter. And therefore, it makes a whole lot of sense to put this in Parshas Korach as an answer to the complaints of the Jewish people of Hein Gavadnu Avadnu, we're all going to die. So you say, okay, there's Shmiras Kavod. Now there's an essay in Eloisus say of Kavod based on Mikdash. Because that is going to be Mivatel, that is going to nullify the Cheshash, the very real concern that their entry will cause their death. And therefore it's not Shver and the Rambam. If the Rambam said it's a Shmir of Kovid, so if it's Mitzad Kovid, we said, then why is it an answer to Hein Gavadnu Avadnu, we're going to die? The answer is no. Once we give this Kovid, then people are going to say to themselves, oh, well, why all this Kovid? It must be a place that I have to think before I go into. Oh, I better not go in. I'm a Tzar, I'm a Tameh, I'm not allowed to go in. And therefore people are going to be Gehit, as they say in Spanish. People are going to be careful and not go in stamps. So the Rambam is right that it is midin kovid, but it also fits in the psukim, because this kovid is going to ensure that people don't go in stam. And this is somewhat reminiscent of what it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Lamed Zayin. Suga b'sheishanim shafilu b'kesuga shel sheishanim lo yifritzu behem protzois. Set about with lilies is said in praise of the Jewish people, as they do not breach even a fence made of lilies. Rashi, gdura b'shoshanim, fence of lilies, klomar ba'azara kala, ubehavdalam mu'etet heim nifrashim min ha'avera, ve'ein tzarich geder avanim lahafsikan, shafilu ein rechokim me'avera legeder shoshanim, mafsik benem lo yifritzu ba'pritzot geder. Even if they have just a geder of shoshanim, a fence of lilies, that is enough to separate the Jews from sin. With regard to the heter of yichud with an isha nida, with ishto nida, all that is necessary is this suga b'sheishanim, is this fence of lilies. So all you need is a little bit of an azhara, a little bit of a warning, and that's enough for people to separate. As it says, Da'amar le'ehu mina l'Rav Kahana, Amin said to Rav Kahana, Amrisu nida shali yichudi ba'ad agaver. You say that it's mutter for a woman who's in nida to be misyachid with her husband. Efshir eish bin a'iris v'ena ma'av heves. How could it be that you have a fire that catches fire to thin threads of flax and it's not going to take fire? In other words, how's it shayich for a man, excuse me for saying this in a public forum, but for a man to live with a woman, be alone in a room with her at night, and not touch her? That's that shaykh. That's what the Torah demands of every married man. It says Niyichud is mutter, and yet it says that he's not allowed to be with her. How could it be? So Rav Kahana said it's no suga b'shoshanim. All you need is a little siyag of suga b'shoshanim, and we're not going to be poritz b'pratzos. The fact that we have Torah, which is soft like lilies, sweet, soft, and gentle laws of Torah, that is going to stop us. So you don't need an actual fence of stones. All you need is a little bit just to remind the person. Maspik b'tzivui atzmo. So the tzivui is like a geder shel shoshanim. Because the tzivui Hashem is sweet and has a sweet odor like shoshanim, like roses. So that's a little bit like the shmir and the mikdash. In other words, once you have this kavod, you don't need a guy standing there with a machine gun making sure that nobody comes in. But just the fact that people are standing there, say, oh, so I better not go in. Just the fact that you have this law that she's usher, that's enough to stop the person. Not exactly the same, because what's going to remind him? But in that case of the nida. But the point is that so sometimes you just need a little bit of a reminder, and that's going to be enough. As mevorar gam kein ma shekatav Rambam b'Morei Nevuchim. So we saw the Rambam in the Moira in the previous shir, that the tachlis of the Shmira is the kavod, but there's another tachlis to prevent the knisas haschalim, the entry of the fools. In other words, the mitzvah, the etzem mitzvah, is on the maisa hashmira, and the tachlis of the maisa hashmira is la shvuye kavod, to make kavod. But the tachlis of this kavod is to prevent the knisa of the schalim. In other words, those fools who just don't have das, they just do stuff without thinking about it. And therefore, we had asked to steer on the Rambam. You, the Rambam, told us in your Sifrei Halacha that it's midin kavod, and now you're saying that it's midin to prevent the fools from entering. And we said, Hainuach, once you give kavod, then the people who don't think are going to start thinking. You're going to get them to think. So it's not a stira. And we saw that the Gro writes that it's midin knisa zorim. And why doesn't he mention the Rambam that it's alt kavod? Because the Gra holds and there's no stira. Because the tachlis of the kavod is knisa zarim, that those who shouldn't, that don't belong, shouldn't enter. And that's takashita sa Rambam. וזה נראה מפורש במה שכתוב בספרי זוטה שהובא בילקוט שמוני בפרשת קורח. כך כתוב שם על הפסוק וזר לא יקרב עליכם, אין לי אלא בלא תעשה ועשה מניין. So I only know that a zor shouldn't go in with an iser lois to say. How do I know that there's an iser asay, that there's a mitzvah asay to guard? Amarta v'shamarta et meshmeret hakodesh. So you see a mitzvah essay of guard, not only a lois to say not to guard, that requires one to have guards. You're over in a lois to say if you don't. But there's also an asay v'shamarta et meshmeret hakodesh. Gdula la mikdash yesh elav shomrin. It's greatness for the mikdash that has shomrim. Lo doma platurin, etc. You can't compare a palace with guards to a palace without guards. The Meshech Chochma, parenthetically, in Parshas Korach, already notes that this is not like the Girsa of the Rambam and the Sifri Zut. It's a different Girsa. Hopefully we'll get to this in a later shir. So the Meshech Chochma explains Pshat that Zor lo Yikrav is a loisa say on the Zor HaKorev Atzmoy. So that's the loisa say. The loisa say is that the Zor shouldn't go in. Rambam Paskin's a loisa say not to be lazy about Shmiras HaMikdash, to make sure that there are people there. And one's over in a loisa say if there aren't. That's in Mitzvah Loisa Say Samach Zayin. The Meshech Chochma says that the Zor lo Yikrav is a loisa say on the Zor who's not allowed to go in. So that's what the Sifri is saying. Ain li ela be loisa say, I only know a loisa say that a Zor is not allowed to go in. How do we know an essay? V'shamartas m'shmeres ha-kodesh, that you should guard the guarding of holiness. That's an essay on the Beis Din to make sure that the Zor doesn't come near. Okay, very good. So you have a lois to say Zor shouldn't go in. You have an essay on the Beis Din to make sure that the Zor doesn't go in. But then the Sifri starts talking about COVID. Gedula l'mikdash, yesh alav shorman, lo domer planter, and you can't compare a palace with guards to a palace without guards. What does this have to do with the Azhar and the Beis Din shelo yikane Zor? So it's Mufurash Kanal, Sheshmirat HaKavod Beplatorin Zoi Atzma Shmira Shelo Yikansu Zarim. You see from this Girsan, the Sifri Zuta, that it's the same vort. That the giving of Kavod to the Mikdash is preventing Zarim from coming in. It's one and the same. And therefore it's all brought together. So then we have an assay to make sure that Zarim don't go in, to prevent the Zarim from going in. And then we start talking about giving it covered, because when you give it covered, then the Zarim is going to think before he goes in, and he's not going to come in b'shogeg. Okay, and with this we can add a lot of tzitzim and prachim in Mirtz Hashem. There's a lot more to talk about the miyashiv arkashis. But in the meantime, we started our derech in this sugya, and the Mirtz Hashem should give us life and health and everything we need. And next time we will continue. But in the meantime, I would like to remind us shesof davar hakol nishma et ha'elokim yira ve'et mitzvotav shmor. Ki ze kol ha'adam, and in Mirtz Hashem, we b'li neder will be zochet to continue next time. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.